values are a topic that linger in the back of folks' minds and seem to be a bit of an elusive number to get your hands around. However, K-State has teamed with the Kansas Property Valuation Department and the Rural Appraisers Association to help these land values be a little less elusive. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I provide unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. And yes, I am your agronomist, but land values can figure into the dollars and cents of crop production. So we're going to discuss land values a little bit today. So last week, there was a webinar from Michael Taylor, one of our K-State ag economists, on land values. It gave an overview of what land values are doing across the state of Kansas. Now, I have this webinar linked to on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. In this webinar, Dr. Taylor showed that land values have dropped off from the high that was seen in 2014 and 2015 across the state of Kansas. It showed that the irrigated land values in 2018 were $2,900, and that was off from the high of around $3,400. The value of dry land across the state was $1,910 in 2018, and that's lower from the high of around $2,100. The value of pasture ground was $1,280, down from the high of around $1,400 across the state. To lead up to the discussion of land values, Dr. Taylor went over farm income and family living expenses. And as you can guess, the overall farm income is down. Now, family living expenses are down from their high in 2014, but are still higher than they were in 2007 to 2009. Dr. Taylor also noted that the fastest growing category for family living expenses is the cost of insurance. Now, you may be wondering what I was wondering. What are the land values for my county or even for Northwest Kansas? Now, there's a publication called the Kansas County Level Land Values for Cropland and Pasture. This paper is also linked to on my website. Now, all of the land values are based on actual sales information. Whenever land is sold, it is recorded in a state office. You and I, as citizens, cannot get this information, but the K-State Ag Economics Department can get this data and clean it up to show the relevant sales. Those values are listed in this county-level land value publication. Now, it shows that the irrigated land values for Sherman County in 2018 were $4,642. Now, there's no values for irrigated ground in Cheyenne and Wallace counties because there was not at least 10 parcels changing hands. Now, for dry land in 2018, the land values are, for Cheyenne County, $1,636. For Sherman County, $1,607, and for Wallace County, $1,430. Now, these are all down from last year's values between 7 and 16%. Now, that's all I'm really going to do to delve into actual numbers. I just wanted you to know that these land value resources are available to you from K-State. The land value webinar recording is available for you to watch. The publication outlining the county level land values is also posted at my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. And remember, these land value numbers are based on actual sales of ground. Now, with rain in the forecast this week, you might be able to take just a few minutes to delve into these resources, either the paper or you can watch the webinar, which is roughly an hour. If you have any questions on these publications, please give me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, a call at the local extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or you can reach me at the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.